LNB's audio diary for the 14th of, what is this, May, yeah, I think, 2023. It is a Sunday, and it's about 20 after 2 in the afternoon. I am on my way to pick up Mrs. Bronx, but I have to hit the store first. I have to pick up some burgers or something. So, something to make for dinner tonight, because I have no dinner tonight. Whoa. Alright, let's do that. Yes, 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 I know. There you go. How about that? So, this past week, we, first off, before I get into that, it is raining today. First rain I've seen in a couple weeks. Not a lot came down. The air is moist. Ground's not muddy, but you can see that it has rained. But, yeah, that's fine. It might rain some more later. Who knows? This past week, we left on Wednesday. We went to Albuquerque, New Mexico, because we wanted a long weekend. Never mind that it was in the middle of the week, not the weekend. But we wanted to have some time away. We'd never been there before. It's supposed to be nice. We thought we'd go and check it out. So, the drive there was eventful. Mrs. Bronx was a navigator. She had Google directions up on her phone. And she had set it up so that this thing kind of went a lot of the back roads. Supposedly it was going to be a faster ride than if we took the highway. The main highway here is I-40, and it travels from Arizona through New Mexico, and you know, it goes in both directions. It's an interstate, so it travels across the U.S. So that's from here, from our house, that's about an hour's drive or so away to get to I-40, and then another 3.5 hours to get there. So it was going to be a long ride if we went that way, but by going the back routes, it's a little more direct, supposedly, right? So we took that route. I'm happy we did. I have to preface that right from the start. I'm happy we did, because we saw a lot of the country out there, and it's really quite gorgeous. We're really very, very pretty. And we even we just happened to come upon a natural arch that's, you know, some kind of national park or something like that, a trail around there. But it's one of these things that it's just, boom, there it was. And it was amazing to see. You know, it's one of those situations where you get out and you go and take a look, and you know, you're looking at it from a distance, and it's, you know, it's just a natural arch, you know, worn into the rock. But your sense of scale gets all messed up, right? You look at it and you have no idea how big anything is, because it's just something that's completely outside my frame of reference. So it was really an interesting thing. We never ever would have found it or seen it. And if we'd known about it, we wouldn't have gone out of our way from the interstate to go see it. So I was so happy we found that. But I thought this was going to be back highways, right? Like smaller old highways, like the kind I'm on right now, which is Route 60 in Arizona. But no, well, yes, there was some of that. There definitely was some of that. But then you go from a two-lane highway, right? You know, one lane in either direction, down to a two-lane road, right? Much more narrow and twisty and windy. And the roads are twisty and windy through there. It's very, very hilly and very picturesque. Many, many cliff faces and buttes and ridges, and oh, it's just, you know, classic old west sort of look to it. It's just really spectacular. And you're driving through all that, and that was incredibly pleasant, but the roads are getting narrower, right? So you go down, you know, a two-lane road to a one-lane road at one point, finally, right? And it's like, oh. And just sort of, we didn't have any trouble with anybody coming in the opposing direction, but it was not great, right? And then we finally, we're not far outside of Albuquerque by this point, but Google Maps is still directing us onto these side roads, right? We're paralleling the highway. I can see the highway at this point. And finally, it's like we're on this one lane road, and then the pavement goes away and it's just a gravel road, right? It's like, oh, this can't be right. This can't be right. And finally, the gravel goes away and it's just red clay, right? It's a dirt road, classic dirt road. And it's like, this has got to be wrong. I said to Mrs. Bronx, I don't know what's up with that thing, but it's got to be wrong. I want to get on the highway. And so we're driving along looking for a place to turn around. And we come to one because there's a berm across the road, a fucking roadblock in front of us, right? It's like the road ends. But Google Maps says to keep going, right? Truly messed up. Truly, if it had happened on a bad weather day or at night, this would have been really nerving, not pleasant at all. It would have been really upsetting. But as it was a gorgeous day and gorgeous weather. So we just turned around, went back about a mile and a half, found the entrance to the highway and took the highway in for the rest of the road, right? So it was a funny sort of thing because there was nothing bad that happened. Nothing bad happened. But I could see how bad things could have happened if we'd been following that thing. Come up against that berm in the dark and, it could have been an accident or anything, right? Potholes, who knows, right? So yeah, it was not great. We switched to my phone, which was giving entirely different directions, easy stuff for the highway. So that was easy. And then we made it just fine. We were all told it probably took just as long to go that way as it did the highway, which is what we did the way back, right? Just to avoid any of that nonsense. Very picturesque, very beautiful, but I had enough, right? So, while we were there, we just followed street maps and stuff like that. And that went more or less okay. Although Mrs. Bronx's phone kept trying to route us through all these weird little side roads and this, I don't know if that's a setting or a switch. Don't put me on the main road type of thing. I don't know what it was, but it was not reliable for us. We had to use my phone for most of it. It was interesting. So while we were there, the first night we stayed at a Days Inn. And this was a Days Inn in the middle of, meth head heaven. We pull into this place and get our rooms. First up, they're, behind the counter, they're behind bulletproof glass. Okay, that's a sign right there. And there's apparently no dress code because they were just dressed in normal street clothes. Okay, so we go back to our room, which is way at the end. And across the way, there's another motel, and there's a police raid going on. All the cop cars are around, the sheriff's department's everywhere. They're taking witness statements. Apparently, the actual arrests had already happened. Thank goodness. We didn't have any shootouts or anything. But that was going on, and that went on for hours. While we were there, we had people coming and going, revving their trucks outside all night long. People are outside playing music, talking loud. Some ladies pounded on the door, not our door, but the door right next to us, begging to be let in. She forgot her money and her clothes or something. I don't know what it was. It was, just not a good situation. So the next day, Mrs. Bronx and I were like, we're not staying another night. So we got another motel, really nice place, a really nice one. And it cost more, but it was more than worth it, more than worth it. Well, while we were there, we went and saw the aquarium that they have there. It's not a big one compared to some that we've been to, but it's really nice and really, if I don't think it's worth driving there just to go to the aquarium, but if you're in Albuquerque, I recommend going. It is worth that. Here's somebody on a horseback. That's cool. On the side of the highway is a little weird, but hey, who am I to judge? So we had tickets to go to the zoo, but we didn't have the time to go to the zoo and the aquarium. So I wanted to go to the aquarium, and you know, the others were kind of indifferent to it, but I was like, no, I want to go to the aquarium because I really like the aquarium. I've always had a fascination with the ocean and the seas and the secrets of the deep. You know that, you know me. So that's my preference. And so we went there and we were all happy we did. It was a really good time. And they have river otters there. They have a big section about the Rio Grande River because it's New Mexico. But they also have stuff for, you know, they have ocean stuff. They have sharks. They have, you know, it was just gorgeous. It was really very pretty. Like I say, not big, not huge, but really nice. So we enjoyed that. We found a place that it's almost like a food court at a mall, except that's all it is. You don't have the mall. It's just the food. And the food quality is way better than any food court. You don't get chains or anything like that. They were all, you know, very small eateries that they're producing food. And it's all enclosed in, you know, one place that used to be a sawmill back in the day. So it's called the Sawmill Plaza or something like that. I forget what it was. But it was really, really nice. And they use a system of... you order your food and they give you those blinky things that they, you know, they send a signal and it goes off when the food is ready. But you can sit anywhere you want inside this place. And there's plenty of seating everywhere. They use certain things like trays, metal trays that are the same for all the different companies, you know, all the different food places. Restaurant's the wrong term, because you're not sitting there. I guess restaurant. We'll call them restaurants. But they had, you know, there was Vietnamese. Everything. There was Italian, but really fancy Italian. There was, you know, roast chicken. Anything you wanted. There was a specialty for it. And so we ate there a couple of times. We had that dinner there. We had breakfast the next day there, because there was a waffle place, and it was just really, really nice. So that was good. I was in the mood for Italian because I haven't had Italian in a long time. So the next day we went to an Italian place, really kitschy New York style Italian food, and I mean New York style. I was heartbroken because I couldn't, you know, we didn't get anything to go, and we really should have gotten a pizza, because it was New York style pizza. And we haven't had it since we moved here, or I haven't, you know. Mrs. Bronx has been back to New York once or twice, you know, visiting people and stuff, but I haven't. You know, we blew through New York once. At any rate, I haven't had that kind of pizza in a long time, and I was really sad about that. But I had a really nice baked ziti, you know, it had, you know, sausage and peppers and onions and mushrooms. And, it was just spectacular. Really, really wonderful. Little Bronx had raviolis, and it was a fabulous meal. And not super expensive. Not super fancy, because we're not fancy people, and we're uncomfortable in places where you gotta be fancy. But the food was amazing. And that was just really good. We were only there a couple days, so we couldn't explore the parks really, and we did a little bit of walking around in the shops in the center of town, and or not the center of town, but a shopping area in town. And it was all really, really nice. It's designed for walking and, you know, browsing and et cetera, et cetera. And we could only really just walk through it a little bit. Didn't have a lot of time again, but it was nice to see. Nice to see. So overall, Albuquerque's got some great places. It's also got some scuzzy places. just like any big city or any big town anyway. Very happy with that. And the ride home was long, but absolutely uneventful. You know, took the highway the whole way. And we made it back in good time. We were up in Holbrook, and Mrs. Bronx called the lady who was sitting for us, sitting our dog for us. So she agreed to meet us at the clinic. We went there. She wasn't there yet, so I dropped off Mrs. Bronx, and little Bronx and I went and got gas for the car. Then we came back. The lady was there then, so we took Mrs. Bronx and our little doggy, and we drove home. And it was a really good experience. It was just really adventure. There was adventure. There was discovery. A little bit of danger with that scuzzy motel, but no bad things happened. No bad things. It was the tease of bad things, and then we made it home fine. It was like watching an adventure film. You know, the tease of bad things, but we had an adventure. We had travel. We had great food, we saw some wonderful things, and then we got home. It was really, really good, and it did what I'd hoped it would do. It would take my mind off everything that we got going on at home with, all the usual pressures that you have when you're home. And, you know, you think about the things you got to do the next day, and, the things that are going on. I mean, at home, our hot water heater isn't producing a lot of hot water anymore. You run out of water, hot water in the shower every day, you know, routinely, if you're just taking a regular shower, not doing anything spectacular. Like Mrs. Bronx has got dreadlocks, so when she does her hair, it can be a big job. But even a regular shower, you run out of hot water. So I know the signs, you know, and you could say, well, you got to bleed the thing and get the deposits out. It's not going to happen. Almost always when it's at this point, it's not a happy ending. You got to dump the thing and you got to get a new one. And that's expensive, and we won't necessarily have the money for that. I suppose if we hadn't gone to Albuquerque, we probably could have afforded a new one. And from that standpoint, it may not have been a wise thing to have gone traveling, but sometimes you really got to do stuff for the soul, right? You really got to do things that make you happy. Even if they're not things they're not practical things. Sometimes they're not. And I don't regret us going at all. I don't regret a single thing that happened while we were out and about. It was exactly what I was hoping for. You know, while I was there, I wasn't thinking about anything else. I was just thinking about the trip and what we needed to do on the trip. And how can we make it better? How can we enjoy ourselves? How can all of this work out, you know, to be a really memorable, fun couple days? We managed that. And then when it was done. And now I can come back and see things, you know, and I wouldn't say with fresh eyes, but not with tired eyes, fatigued eyes. I mean, that's not a small thing, especially if you're getting kind of burned out. Well, we came back Friday. Saturday was work day for Mrs. Bronx and volunteer day for me. So I went in, and they didn't have any other volunteers over there, so it was just me. So I did the rabbits, and I did the cats, and there are a lot more cats at that time. They're kind of spread over. They got some cats in isolation, and then they had some other cats, and it took me all freaking day, right? We got there at 8. I didn't get home, you know, because usually I do my bit and then I leave and then I come back and pick up Mrs. Bronx. I didn't get home until 1:45. Little Bronx, as I've said in the past, he needs help in the bathroom. Well, he had gone in there and had been waiting there for me to get back for a very long time. And I knew coming in to this, you know, leading up to this day, yesterday, the experience of volunteering, I knew that I was taking longer and longer and longer because I was doing more and more and more while I was there, because they don't have the people to help out. And it was too much. That's just too much. I can't have it impugning or impinging upon the, you know, the integrity and the, you know, the convenience and the needs of my family, right? Not for free, certainly not for free. So I made the decision that I set my alarm for 10:45, and I am out. I don't care where I am. I am out at that point. I'll do what I can do, and I'll come in all the time, and I'll try to be reliable, but I can't stay there all frickin' day. You know, I got stuff I have to do. I have a kid at home that needs my help. So, yeah, I can't do it. So, today I was over there and I did the rabbits and I cleaned a couple of cages. I ran to the store and picked up greens for the rabbits. They needed more greens. I got some the other day, but they needed more today, or they will soon. So, you know, I have enough greens for tomorrow, but then I absolutely have to get there tomorrow. And if there's any mistake, I don't quite get there. And that's what happened before we left. I had forgotten to go. I knew they needed some. And I had Mrs. Bronx text somebody who said they'd take care of it. They didn't take care of it. The rabbits actually didn't get anybody to help. You know, no one took care of the rabbits on Friday, right? So I came in and their box was horrible. And it's like, no, all right, whatever. This is the way it's got to be. So I went and I got the greens for them today. And they wanted me to do a coffee run for everybody because it was one of those days they were going to be swamped. So they wanted something, a little nice thing to keep their spirits up. So I did that. And then I did the cleaning. And then by that point, it was time to go. And that was it. That was it for today. So anyway, I'm going to run into the store real quick. I got to get something for dinner tonight. Hold on. Okay. That was the store. I picked up some burgers. I actually went to the meat counter and got some what they call pub burgers. They have bacon and cheddar cheese in them. We'll see. We'll see how they are. And some other things they were called English. I don't know what they were, but English. They look like baked bratwursts. Or something like that, but they gotta be really bad for you, because they were only $5 per package, and I can't imagine they're not half sawdust, but whatever. They look good, and I'm hungry, and we'll have plenty to eat. I'll make these burgers, and I'll make them with, I'll have some vegetables on the side or something like that. It'll be good. So that's my new manifesto, man. I will volunteer every day, and I'll make sure those bunnies are taken care of, because apparently they really are an afterthought for everyone, and afterthoughts get forgotten. They absolutely do. And that's the thing. It got me thinking about small, like, small easy jobs, right? And why it's so important to do those first, right? Now, from a productivity standpoint, it's pretty common knowledge these days that you should, and this is part of GDT and a bunch of other productivity schemes, but you should do the small stuff first, right? Now, the concept there is that you can do them quickly and get them out of the way so that you can focus on the big jobs. And that's true. That is an absolute, you know, that is absolutely true. In the case of the bunnies, though, that's secondary, right? Because, as far as I'm concerned, because they are so simple and so quick, you know, compared to doing all the cats, the rabbits don't take a lot of time and they don't take a lot of effort, right? Even on a really messy day, I can be done with the rabbits in an hour or less, right? And that's on a really, you know, a day where everything was messed up and I had to go wandering around to find the big, you know, garbage bag. You know, there's a big trash barrel that you use because you got to dump their basket and everything else, and or their tray. You know, even on the worst day, I can do it in less than an hour. And the rest of the time is the cats. There are way more cats, and they need a lot more attention. So a lot of people will be like, well, the rabbits are easy, so I'll do those last. You know, let me get the big job done and I'll do them, you know, later, because they're so simple, I'll just do them. But what happens is that people either forget that they're there, that they have to do them, and then it's like, oh man, I gotta hurry up and do it, or they're not the first priority, so they just put them off, and then it's like, I've run out of time, and they gotta go, you know? So if you do them first, then they're your first priority, and they always get done, and they always get done properly. You know, they always get taken care of. You know, I'm not a big rabbit guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not this like guy who's like crazy about the rabbits, but they deserve better than to be forgotten about. You know, they deserve to have a clean place, clean water, all the food that they need. You know, have the place cleaned up, make sure they have, you know, their little rugs and their little boxes to hide in and all of that, you know, because that's what rabbits need. And, you know, forgetting about them because all the, you know, the job, you know, you have all these cats and it's so overwhelming, you know, it can be that you want to just jump right into doing the cats and get, you know, let me get started because it's such a huge job. But that's the wrong approach. You have to do the simple one first, right? You know, so I always do the rabbits first. I make them my first priority because no one else is doing that, you know, and they deserve at least that much, at least a little consideration. So I sound like I'm a little annoyed that they didn't get taken care of on Friday. That actually does annoy me. And I see signs of that when I come in. Very often I'll come in after, you know, days off from there, and I can tell the box was not cleaned. You know, their litter pan has not been cleaned, you know, for a couple of days sometimes, because people run out of time and they think the rabbits don't need a lot of work. They're fine, they're content, because they don't cry, they don't, you know, they don't make a big deal out of things the way cats and dogs do. But that's just wrong. You know, that's just wrong. So they're my first priority. They're what I do in the morning. And, you know, I first started doing this, taking care of the cat or the rabbits, right? And I started doing the cats because no one else was there. They had no volunteers. And the paid employees, Mrs. Bronx, chief among them, is frazzled to the point of losing her mind. And she's got the cats to do on top of everything else. And it's like, well, I can take care of the, you know, the cats. I'll work on the cats. But I can't do that if little Bronx needs me at home. You know, he's got to be my very first priority. And when it comes to volunteering my time, then it's the rabbits. And then after that, if I have enough time, I'll work on the cats. Like today, there were a couple of cages that needed cleaning. You know, some cats got adopted. Very good to see that. Cats got adopted, but they didn't have time to clean the cages. I took care of that. You know, and that's a good thing to do because I don't have to deal with the cats, right? Because I don't want to be in the middle of something with a cat and then have to go and leave it half done. So that was a good job for me today. And it's one that takes time. So I was able to help there and I helped with the rabbits and the rabbits got the attention they need. And, you know, I did what I could do and left it at that. And that's how it's got to be from this point on. It's listening at home or wherever you're listening to this, you might say, well, they've been taking advantage of you all this time, but that it's not like that. They truly don't have the people, right? And by making this decision, I have shunted this off onto the employees, which, you know, I didn't want to do that because that was never the plan. That's why I started helping out. But I can't, you know, I can't let things slide at home. I can't, you know. So that's the way it is. Anyway, I guess I'll let that go because that's it for today. And I am at the clinic that I've just been bitching and moaning about. Talk to you later.